Thank you for calling customer care. This is Erica. May I please have the zip code associated with the account you're calling about today?
29410.
All right, thank you for that. I do appreciate it. I am looking up the account now. I do appreciate your patience. Could I have the first and last name?
Phil Stiver.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Stiver. All right, sir. I am not finding an account with that zip code. And you said 29401?
No, 29410.
Okay. That would explain it. I am very sorry about that.
No worries.
Okay. Okay, sir, I have located an account with that first and last name and that zip code. May I please have your shipping address?
Ask that again, please.
May I please have your shipping address?
Yes, 1116 Malvern Lane, Hanahan, South Carolina, 29410-280.
Thank you, sir. I do very much appreciate that. The account I have located is with the NutriSlim Keto. It is all natural. It does help reduce your appetite and boost your metabolism. How can I help you today, sir?
Well, I ordered the sample bottle where I was only supposed to pay shipping and handling, and I don't believe that that little bottle cost me $92.90 for shipping and handling for the sample bottle. So I'm curious about what the heck is going on.
Yes, sir. So what happened was there was a a 14-day trial. You paid shipping and handling to get a 30-day supply of product. And after that 14-day trial, if no one called in to cancel, then the card on file was charged the end of trial fee of $92.90. However, I can send you a free product and give you a 35% discount on any future purchases.
I still don't understand. All right. So I just received this this credit card bill in the mail, and I have to call and cancel within 14 days, and I don't receive my credit card bill to find out that I was overcharged until like a month later. So you're telling me basically I'm stuck with the $92.90 because I didn't fit the parameters of your scheduling?
Yes, sir, because there was no call-in to cancel the account. I could give you a 50% discount on any future purchases.
I'm not going to do any purchases with you people if you're going to conduct your business where I don't know with what I'm being charged until 30 or 15 or whatever, you know, 2 weeks after your two-week time period. I believe that's pretty sketchy business practice. But anyway, yeah, so I'm stuck with the $92.90, and all I got was a little tiny bottle of pills for basically a $100 bill. That's what you're telling me, right?
Yes, sir, that is what happened.
And I'm not stuck. Yeah, you guys aren't going to hit this credit card ever again for anything, right? That you got your $100 for me and you're done ripping me off, this is the end of it? Or did I join sort of club where you guys are going to hit me for $90 a month every month?
No, sir. I will cancel the account, stopping any further charges effective immediately.
Yeah. Yeah. And you said
sir,
you would send me a free bottle of pills? Why don't you send me another bottle of pills then? Why don't you do that?
Well,
and
that'll
put me down to $50 a bottle.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm sorry. I can't do that. That was if you decided to stick with the, you know, the reoccurring subscription. I am sorry about that. But I am canceling the account now, and I will have a cancellation confirmation number for your records. Just bear with me for a moment.
This is the second time I've been scammed by ordering something off the phone that was only supposed to be shipping and handling, and I should have learned my lesson the first time. I think I've learned it this time.
I'm sorry about that, sir. Well, I do have the account canceled, and I do have a cancellation confirmation number for your records if you would like to take that down.
Yes, I would.
Yes, sir. It is going to be C as in Charlie.
Uh-huh.
The number 1.
Uh-huh.
The number 2. The number 5. The number 6. And the number 8.
C12568 is the cancellation number.
Yeah, that is correct. There will be no further charges and there will be no further shipments.
Yeah. Well, I didn't figure there would be any more shipments because that would be too easy. All right. Well, good job on you. Thanks for helping me get out of this mess. I really appreciate your time, and I think that it's all sketchy, and I should have learned my lesson the first time. I definitely learned it this time. have a very nice day. All right.
You as well. Thank you for calling customer care. Have a good day yourself. Goodbye, sir.